Hello everyone, this is once again your life and transformation coach Neeraj Singhvi, all set to make you live a better life in this episode also. Last 3 months have been unprecedented for all of us, don't you agree? We have never seen anything like this in our lives. The pandemic has made us lose our ability to comprehend, to travel, to communicate, to interact, to show off our talents, to shop, to play outdoor games and more. But even with that, we have survived these months and have learned so much more this time. We have learned to be in close touch with our family. We have learned to upgrade our digital skills. We have learned to eat hygienic food, learned to breathe pure air, learned we can still communicate digitally, learned that we can still live without commercialization and lots more. But in the milieu, we have forgotten to show our gratitude to God for the good things that we have got during this time. So let us today talk about showing generosity in showing our gratitude to whosoever it may be. Let me share a story with you which I heard some time back and is quite apt for this time. A king had a male servant who in all circumstances always said to him, "My king, do not be discouraged because everything God does is perfect, no mistakes." One day they went hunting and a wild animal attacked the king. The servant managed to kill the animal but couldn't prevent his majesty from losing a finger. Furious and without showing gratitude, the king said, "If God was good, I would not have been attacked and lost one finger." The servant replied, "Despite all these things, I can only tell you that God is good and everything he does is perfect. He is never wrong." Outraged by the response, the king ordered the arrest of his servant. While being taken to prison, he told the king again, "God is good and perfect." Another day, the king left alone for another hunt and was captured by savages who used human beings for sacrifice. On the altar, the savages found out that the king didn't have one finger in place. He was released because he was considered not complete to be offered to the gods. On his return to the palace, he ordered the release of his servant and said, "My friend, God was really good to me. I was almost killed, but for lack of a single finger, I was let go. But I have a question. If God is so good, why did he allow me to put you in prison?" His servant replied, "My king, if I had not been put in prison, I would have gone with you and would have been sacrificed because I have no missing finger. Everything God does is perfect. He's never wrong." Often we complain about life and the negative things that happen to us, forgetting that everything happens for a purpose. God knows why you are hearing this story today. God is good and perfect. My dear friend, a good attitude will determine your altitude. When you look at your life, career, job or family life, what do you say? Do you praise God? Do you blame Satan? A good attitude towards God makes a move on your behalf. Just sit down and say, "Today, I'm thankful I had a peaceful sleep. I'm thankful I'm alive with possibilities. I'm thankful I have a roof over me. I'm thankful I have a job. I'm thankful I have family and friends. Above all, I'm thankful that I have God in my life." Be blessed and don't be envious or shocked when others are prospering because you don't know what they have been through to get there. Test, trials, tribulation. So thank God for what you have. Little is much when God is in it. You don't know what's in store for you. The corona times are not yet over and I sincerely wish that it gets over fast. So till then, stay safe and stay happy. Till next time, bye-bye.